Just a precursor before I start. I have my retainer in, and I'm getting a little sick, so I might sound stupid. And this is gonna get kind of personal and specific, so I probably shouldn't post this online where people can see it, but who's really gonna watch this, you know? Nobody. I mean, listen, not watch. Never mind. I haven't talked to my mom in about a week. She last texted me last Monday. And we got in a fight because she wanted me to visit over the summer. And of course I wanted to go visit her over the summer, but I didn't want to visit for a super long time because last time I visited over the summer, I had about two or three weeks left before I was like going to go home, and we got in a fight and I got really upset and it was really traumatizing. And I called my stepmom and asked her to get me home sooner. And she was like, yeah, okay, we'll do this. And then I was like, you know, never mind. It'll just be a hassle for everybody. It'll just make my mom even more mad at me. So I said, never mind. And I stuck it out for those 3 weeks. But I didn't want that to happen this time because I'm in a really good place right now. And I think something like that will make me feel bad. And I don't want to feel bad. But yeah. She got mad at me for switching the dates around, which I didn't do. I was just trying to have some of my summer here in the state that I live in, Florida. And she wanted me to visit longer, and I only wanted to visit for like a month. And I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, she told me to have a nice life, which my friend thought was crazy, but that's literally not the worst thing she's ever said, so it's okay. But she told me to have a nice life and that she was done with the conversation, and I haven't talked to her since Monday, like last Monday, because it's currently Monday technically right now because it's 12 a.m. And I was thinking, I was starting to feel a little bit bad because I was talking to a family friend, Mandy, and she was like, maybe, you know, she just misses you. And then I remembered, you know, she does love me, I guess. She's nice. And I started to feel a little bit bad about, you know, being so mean. Because I am a little mean when I text her. But it's only because she aggravates me. And then I started to feel bad and guilty. But then I remembered how I felt freshman year. Freshman year was the year that I moved. I moved after 8th grade. The summer after 8th grade. I moved away. In freshman year, I was in my new school. And she convinced me that I'd make new friends and all that, but I really didn't want to. But she told me I didn't have a choice. But freshman year, in the middle of freshman year, I visited home in Florida. And I asked all my friends to come see me at Astros Gates, which is a skating rink in Florida. And a lot of people came, and it was really fun. And I felt like shit leaving. I left that place and I felt absolutely terrible. I feel like that's me hitting rock bottom. I know rock bottom's probably worse than that for other people, but for me, that's the worst I've ever felt, was leaving that day. Because I could only stay for 5 hours because it was the day before I was flying to go back to Missouri. And I felt horrible. That's the worst I've ever felt. I cried when I got there, and it was a happy cry when I got there. I burst open the front door, and there was a bunch of people waiting for me, and I cried all over them. And, like, the people behind the counter at the DJ station were probably so confused. And then we skated, and I had so much fun, and then it was time to leave. And I cried my eyes out on every single person, and I used to not like to cry in front of people, but then during 8th grade, when I was told that I was leaving, that stopped. I didn't care who I cried in front of anymore. I cried all the time. We had to wait at this school before we got on our bus to go to school. It was weird, but at that school, I'd hang out with a lot of friends. And after I learned that I was moving, I cried all the time in front of all those people from that other school and all my friends and all the people from our school also waiting to go to school. And it was like an awakener, because I used to be, like, my greatest fear was to cry in front of people because I don't like being embarrassed in public. It's why I'm terrified of, like, throwing up in public. I've never done it, and I don't ever want to. I don't understand how people can just throw up at, like, school and be okay the next day, like, not embarrassed or want to die, because I would want to die. But, before 8th grade, I was terrified of crying in front of people in public and anywhere. And it was hard because I'm an easy crier. I cry really easily. But after learning that I was moving, I was okay with crying. I cried in front of one of my favorite teachers, and she, like, hugged me and told me that it was going to be okay. I almost cried in front of that teacher's class while reading this paper about what makes me sad. I still have that paper somewhere, by the way. So I like reading that if I ever want to be sad. And I cried so much that last day of school in front of everyone, every single class period. I cried twice, at least every class, the last 2 days of school, and it was okay. It was okay. Like, everyone around me assured me. They didn't judge me for crying. They told me that it was fine, and I'm glad it was fine, because I don't know how I would have gotten through it if I didn't just cry a lot. And that's how I felt after visiting that day when I was leaving that stupid skating ring. That's how I felt. I just cried, like, so much. I had so much energy, not energy, I had so much, like, sadness built up that whole week that I was visiting in January. And I just let it all out as I was leaving that skating rink, because I cared so much about these people, and I hadn't talked to some of them in so long, because if I don't see someone on a day-to-day basis, I just don't talk to them, and that's horrible, I know. It's horrible, horrible, but it's what I do. Those people I was friends with in sixth grade, like, best friends, inseparable, and I haven't talked to them in forever because I don't have any classes with them anymore, or they go to a different school, or just, I hate that I do that. But all these people came to see me at Astroskate, at the stupid skate rink. All these people. And some of them I hadn't talked to in forever, but they, oh god, it was like nothing changed. We just had the best time, and it was so fun. And then, back to Missouri with my mom. The next day, I got on the plane. My mom was like, oh, so excited to go home. And no, I wasn't. I felt horrible. I cried every night for like 2 weeks after that. I cried every other night the rest of the time that I was in Missouri, and my mom didn't care. She didn't know. She didn't care. She would have just said, oh, get over it. You have friends here. Oh, you live here now. She would have brought up every single excuse for me not to be sad. And, like, that sucks. Like, you can't do that to somebody. You can't just tell someone that them being sad is not, like, not valid. Like, I was sad. I was so fucking sad. And if I ever told her why I was sad, she would be like, oh, you have friends here, or, oh, you know, blah, 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 blah. You just want to live in Florida because of your friends, or, no, I want to live in Florida because I don't like it here. I don't like you. I don't like Missouri. I don't like any of this. I want to live in Florida because I want to live with my dad, and I want to live with all my friends, and I want to live at my house in Florida. But she didn't care. She never cared. And I used to feel bad whenever I'd argue with my mom over text, because at the end I'd read through and be like, wow, you're kind of a jerk, Clarice. But I don't feel bad anymore, because she's been a kind of a jerk my whole life. Like, who says, oh, okay, I'm done with this conversation, have a nice life, kid. And, like, I thought it was funny when my friend was like, wow, why would she say that? And I was like, that's like a 3 on a 1 to 10 scale of how mean she's ever been. And, like, that's horrible. Have a nice life, kid, should not be a 3. Like, that's, she's horrible. And, like, I don't know. I don't know. I used to feel bad, and I kind of got an awakening call a few days ago when I remembered that the anniversary of that January was on my Instagram, because I felt so bad that January, and the rest of that year while I was still in Missouri, the entire freshman year. I'd be happy because I made a few friends while I was up there, and they were awesome, and I'd have good times, but I'd still look at a picture, like one single picture of me and a friend from Florida, and I'd start sobbing at 3 a.m., and then I'd go to school the next day, and I'd see friends that were in the Missouri school, and I'd be all cool. But then when I got home and at night, I'd look at a single picture of a friend from Florida, and I'd start crying. Like, what the fuck? You know? And I like to look at the video, because there's this video from that day in January somebody took of me, like, not bursting, but basically, like, bursting through the door at the skate rink and running to the nearest person and just the tightest hug you've probably ever seen. And you can't see my face because I'm so short and they're so tall, but I was hugging my friend Emily, and I don't talk to her anymore, and that kind of sucks. We just lost touch. But she came because I asked her to come, and that was really nice of her. But in the video, you just see me run to her and just hug her. She was the first person that... She was the closest person to the door when I opened it. And that... I watched that... I used to watch that video when I was in, you know, in Missouri. Like, after I got back from the whole trip, I used to watch that video, and it would make me cry so hard. Any video from that day would make me just sob relentlessly. But now... I watched that video, and I'm so glad. Like, I watched that video, and then I look around at where I am right now and what I'm doing, and I'm so happy that I don't feel like that anymore. Like, that was the worst I've ever felt in my life. That day in January, leaving that place, that was the worst I've ever felt, and I've said that, like, 19 times, but that's because it's legitimately, I can't fathom how horrible I felt that day. Like, I don't think anyone ever will ever get it, no matter how many times I talk about it. Because I talk about it a lot. But I look around, you know, like, my room, and I have this giant wall of, like, pictures that I printed out and stuck on my wall. And, like, a lot of the pictures are from before the move, from 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And just, I used to look at them, those pictures on my phone when I lived in Missouri, and I'd cry for, like, 2 hours straight. But now it's just so nice to be able to look, just to look at some of those videos and to know that I haven't felt like that since I've lived with my dad, and that the only time I ever felt shitty since then is when I went and visited my mom last summer and when I went and visited in December. And it's, I don't know, I do feel a little bad because, you know, she is my mother and she did give birth to me, I guess, but I just don't want to feel like that anymore. And if she can't accept that, then I don't know. I mean, who knows? Maybe she won't talk to me. I mean, I doubt this whole, like, okay, bye thing's not gonna last long. I don't think it's gonna last very long. It's been a week. I think she'll text me this week. Sometime this week, because it's Monday. But I think she'll text me. But I don't know if I want to go out there. Not that I don't want to spend time with her and my stepdad and my sister up there, but I don't want to feel like that anymore. I don't like feeling like that. And she makes me feel like that. Like, my dad doesn't make me feel like that. My dad's awesome. And, like, of course, she'll testify and say that he's a horrible parent. Well, she won't say it out loud. She'll insinuate that he's a shitty parent. But he's not. He's not a mean parent. She's just mean. Like, she would say mean things to me for no reason. She'd be like, oh, you know I don't mean that. Well, then why did you say it? If you don't mean it, then why did it come out of your mouth? To think something. You can think something and not mean it. But for you to say it, like, have the willpower to say it and have it come out of your mouth, that means you probably mean it. I mean, maybe she didn't. Maybe she didn't mean it. But still, you can't just say the things that she said to me and then say, sorry, I didn't mean it, and then expect it all to be okay. Like, that's stupid. That's just really stupid. You know? But, I like where I am now, and I do feel bad that, like, she's trying to get me to come visit, and she does guilt trip me, and sometimes it works. You know, she's like, oh, you know, you promised your sister you'd come this summer. And she's like, oh, you know, I'm trying to make you a part of this family, but I've always had this weird, like, disconnect from them. It's not even the last name thing, because they all have different last names than me, because my mom married my stepdad, and then they had a kid, and then all his family lives up there, so they all have a different last name than me, because I have my dad's last name. And so that's always been, like, a physical disconnect that I've had with them. But I've always felt, like, an emotional disconnect with them. Because there's some things that I won't tell them, like, any of them, like, ever in a million years. But I'll tell my stepmom. Like, just walk home, she's like, how's your day at school? And I'll just tell her something that happened. And, like, that's a story that I'd never tell my mom ever, because she'd yell at me. So I've always had this, like, super obvious, like, disconnect. Like, emotionally, which sounds really stupid. Because, you know, it's your mom, you know, you're supposed to love your mom. But, She's, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything horrible because you never know. One day in a million years she might hear this. But I just, I know that I belong in Florida and she doesn't think so. And, you know, that sounds stupid saying I belong there. But I really do. It's where I'm comfortable. It's where I'm used to. And I like familiarity. I like it a lot. So, being away from the things that I love and the things that I know for so long wasn't good for me, and she doesn't get that. So when she asked me to come visit during the summer and I'm hesitant, she doesn't understand why. She doesn't understand why I don't want to be there all summer. But it's because I don't really like the environment that's there, not like the family environment. Like, that's, I also don't like that, but I'm talking about like the literal environment. Like, being there in that state isn't fun for me. And I don't think it ever will be, and I feel bad because she lives there now, but, you know, it was her choice to move. Not that I ever would want her to stay just because of me. That would suck, staying in a state you don't like just for one child. And I say that every time that Sarah says, oh, she chose to move, and she's like, don't justify that. And I'm like, I know, but she's not just gonna stay for me. Like, she did that until I was like, she did that my whole life, and that sucks because, you know, she doesn't want to be here. So if I didn't want to be somewhere, I'd move away too. But, you know, Sarah is right. She did move, and as much as it sucks to be like, okay, bye, that's what's probably gonna have to happen. No, that sounds weird. Never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I don't know what the point of this whole thing is if I'm talking for so long. I don't know, like, I don't really have a point to end on. Like, there's no, like, clear cut, like, this is the end of what I'm saying. I'm just rambling at this point. But, I haven't made one of these in a while. And I was like, you know what? You should do that. And so I did it, you know? And it wasn't that bad. I don't think so. At least there's lots of pauses and ums, but that's just because I'm stupid. But, it's Monday. It's almost 1 a.m. And I have school tomorrow, and I get to go to school and see all the people that I like to see every day. All the people that went to Astro, and all the people that I wanted to go to Astro, but they couldn't make it. I'm going to see them tomorrow, and my mom may not like that. Like, she may think that's stupid because she has always said, oh, you choose your friends over family, or you're just moving back for friends. And maybe that's true. I mean, not all the way true, because I did move back for my dad and my stepmom and my siblings here, because I do love them, and I always will. But maybe it's partially true, and she said that I moved back here for friends, because I do love my friends. They're an important part of, like, my family, like, my internal, personal family. So, of course I moved back here for them, because I moved back here for family. So, I'm gonna go see them tomorrow, and it's gonna be good, and that's just how it is. So, hopefully, I don't know if I want my mom to text me back or not, because she hasn't for a full week, as I said earlier, but we'll see how things go. I mean, life is crazy, you know? So maybe she will text me back. Maybe she won't. I doubt that she won't, because she's a character, but I don't know. It's a mystery that I'll have to figure out later this week, I guess, or next week, whenever she texts me back. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm tired, and this is the end. Goodbye.